Isaiah chapter 66. Thus saith Jehovah, the heavens are my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you will build unto me, and what is the place of my rest? Even all these things hath my hand made, and all these things have been, saith Jehovah. But to this man will I look, to the afflicted and contrite in spirit, who trembleth at my word. He that slaughtereth an ox smiteth a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb breaketh a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, it is as swine's blood. He that presenteth a memorial of incense is as he that blesseth an idol. As they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations, I also will choose their calamities, and will bring their fears upon them, because I called, and none answered. I spoke, and they did not hear, but did that which was evil in mine eyes, and chose that wherein I delight not. Hear the word of Jehovah, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let Jehovah be glorified, and let us see your joy. But they shall be ashamed. A voice of tumult from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of Jehovah that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Can a land be made to bring forth in one day? Shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her sons. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Saith Jehovah. I who cause to bring forth, shall I shut the womb? Saith thy God. Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad for her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn over her. Because ye shall suck and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, because ye shall drink out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of nations like an overflowing torrent. And ye shall suck. Ye shall be carried upon the side, and shall be dandled upon the knees. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And ye shall see this, and your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like grass, and the hand of Jehovah shall be known toward his servants, and he will have indignation toward his enemies. For behold, Jehovah will come with fire, and his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Jehovah enter into judgment with all flesh, and the slain of Jehovah shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one in the midst, that eat swine's flesh, and the abomination, and the mouse, shall perish together, saith Jehovah. And I, their works and their thoughts are before me. The time cometh for the gathering of all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, and Tubal and Javan to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the nations. And they shall bring all your brethren out of all the nations as an oblation unto Jehovah, upon horses and in chariots and in covered wagons and upon mules and upon dromedaries to my holy mountain, to Jerusalem, saith Jehovah, as the children of Israel bring an oblation in a clean vessel into the house of Jehovah. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith Jehovah. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I make shall remain before me, saith Jehovah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass from new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, saith Jehovah. And they shall go forth, and shall look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorrence unto all flesh.